It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. The presidential polls keep tightening, including in Florida, a state that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have both repeatedly crisscrossed. Florida's electorate is dynamic, with a growing Latino population and also lots of retirees attracted by the state's low taxes and high temperatures. The 65 and older crowd now makes up more than 15% of the state's population. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
My first stop, a well-manicured mobile home park in Sarasota on Florida's Gulf Coast, where I meet Frank and Ruthie Clark, who are 87 and 76, retired performers from the circus.
Essentially, he hung by one foot and suspended from his neck. I did spins and turns and athletic stuff.
Which is how they made their living for four decades as Francaro and Estrelita, and how they got married.
CFPL Radio now brings you live the wedding ceremony performed while they are suspended in space below a helicopter as it flies past the grandstand, known as Estrelita.
Ruthie says they're lifelong Republicans, backing Donald Trump this year because of the Supreme Court and Second Amendment. And she doesn't expect a lot of help from government in their old age.
Being self-employed all our life, we've always tried to picture living without some kind of steady income, even a pension of some kind.
Frank thinks seniors have gotten a raw deal on Social Security from Democrats and Republicans.
Both sides keep saying, well, you're going to run out of money. And to me, it's impossible. It's something that you could run out of. It should be permanent and fixed.
Across town in an affluent beachfront neighborhood, lifelong Democrat Howard Millman pretty much thinks the same thing.
Let's just remember that Social Security is not a privilege. I'm 85 years old. I have paid for my Social Security. Just pay back what you owe it.
Millman is a retired theater producer. His wife, Carolyn Michael, is an actress and says she's okay if Hillary Clinton raises taxes on the wealthy to support government programs for working families and retirees.
We all assume that Social Security and Medicare will be financed at some point, better than it is now.
She says she's had lots of contentious conversations with wealthy Republican neighbors who say they're voting for Donald Trump to keep their taxes low. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.